Thank you for joining me. My name is Tom Moses. Today I'd like to talk about dealing with the media after a spill. Good public relations is needed after a spill to preserve your company's good name and set the facts straight. Appoint a company spokesperson as the lead contact. Gather facts at the spill site and offer assistance. Take the initiative in contacting the media after a spill. Have background information on your company ready. Being open with the press is in your best interest to preserve your good name. The company spokesperson should take the lead. A company spokesperson should be appointed to gather all available information about the incident, distribute the facts to the media, and position your company as a concerned corporate citizen. Your spokesperson should be ready to go to the scene of an incident involving a company truck, facility, or employee as quickly as possible and take all media calls. Once on the scene, the spokesperson's job is to assess the situation and gather all details. Who, what, where, when, how, and what's next. All the things a reporter is sure to ask. If the news media is not yet on scene, the spokesperson should call local broadcast stations and newspapers and offer to provide information about the incident and the company. Your spokesperson should prepare notes listing points to make during interviews and volunteer them, even if the reporter does not ask the right questions. Speak slowly, in short sentences, to allow the reporter to take notes. Avoid the use of industry jargon that he might not understand. Distribute a backgrounder with details on company size, good safety record, community service, and other information to position your company in a positive light. Avoid missteps when talking to the press. Never say no comment when talking to a reporter. No comment can be interpreted in several ways, all negative. Namely, you have something to hide. You're not interested in being cooperative. You're not concerned. Any attempt to cover up an incident or provide incomplete or incorrect information can come back and bite you if a reporter finds out the full story from another source. By being open and responsive, you control the information. Do not speculate about the cause of an accident or who is to blame, and avoid making off-the-cuff remarks to a reporter. Do not estimate monetary damages or provide any information on insurance coverages. Explain that it is company policy not to divulge those kinds of details. Do not release the names of people who died or were injured as a result of the incident until their next of kin has been notified, preferably in person. Do not minimize the nature of an incident involving a spill, regardless of how minor, since most people are defensive about safeguarding the environment. When you don't know the answer to a reporter's question, admit it and promise to find out and get back to them. But call back. Nothing irritates a reporter more than waiting for someone to call back who doesn't. Put people and the environment first. Spare no expense in providing for victims of the incident, such as paying for hotel rooms, meals, transportation, and other costs. It shows your company puts people before property. Inform the press of these acts of goodwill. Tell the press about the actions taken to clean up and restore the spill site to its original condition. That portrays the company as a good corporate citizen who's concerned about the environment. Always explain the nature of the spill fully to reporters so that it does not get blown out of proportion. Discuss the non-volatile nature of spilled materials and other mitigating factors when appropriate. If your driver has a long, accident-free record, be sure to let the press know about it. Also, talk about any efforts the driver took to contain the spill and stop the leak before emergency response personnel arrived. Acknowledge any negative information that might have come out about your company and provide details on what is being done to remedy the problem or situation. Honesty is the best policy. When the reporter thinks you're being straight with him, he won't feel the need to look for other sources to learn about your company, sources that might provide inaccurate or slanted information. White paper on dealing with the media. A white paper on crisis communications planning can be downloaded from the Spill Center website. Called Dealing with the Media During a Spill Emergency, the white paper lists the guidelines covered in this presentation. For more information, visit us online at spillcenter.com. Telephone us at 978-568-1922 or send an email, tmoses at spillcenter.com.